The monster fled, New England, abandoning Carfax Abbey, including the CGI fox and the entire motor vehicle history report business. His aim to return to the haunted confines of Pennsylvania, taking with him Robert Kraft's daughter. Or at least that is how the steward of Gillette Sanatorium referred to her during the medically prescribed massage play. If the creature reached the Hershey Highway, all would be lost. It would disappear into Castle Chocula with Robert Kraft's daughter and languish in vile repose. Ralph Waldo Emerson polished his enormous elephant gun, and Henry David Thoreau busied himself sharpening his sizable knife as the carriage flew on through the night. The heroes overtook the garishly dressed Pittsburgh Pirates fans at the last moment on the threshold of the Roberto Clemente Bridge. They cut the monster down, and they were sprayed and waded in the chocolate. And that is how Count Chocula was defeated.